Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have a special guest in studio. We're going to find out what's going on at the McNider Museum. Edith Blanchard is with us today. Edie, how you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you got some things coming up, or don't you?
Yeah. So this Friday, we have McNider Off the Clock. And so that's kind of our, we have them quarterly. It's an opportunity for adults to enjoy the museum a little bit. I know everybody always thinks of kids being equated with the museum, but it's an opportunity for adults.
Yeah, I was just telling you, I will be broadcasting a game, so you can listen to me at the
at
the museum. But it is fun to have the adults in so that they can relax and enjoy some adult beverage and so forth there too.
Yep. So we have a musician. Her name is Abby Smith, and she is a classical guitarist. And so she's going to come, and that I think that will be very interesting for people, because when you think of guitar, you normally think of, you know, rock and roll and all that, and it'll be a little bit different experience. And then, as you mentioned, we have free beverages, adult beverages. So wine will be handing out, and then also, you know, soda and things like that as well. And then also we have free food. We have all the galleries open so people can see kind of what's new at the museum. So it's a good time.
So really, it gives you an opportunity to greet old friends and make new friends, if you will, at the museum.
That is true. And so it's great networking opportunity if you're one of those people that is looking for different networking opportunities. But it's also good to just go and hang out and enjoy the atmosphere. We have a lot of people that, you know, they just simply stop on their way home from work. But then we have also a lot of people that they're going to go out with friends. So they stop at the museum first, have a drink or two, and then they head on out.
Yeah, nice social evening.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of one of the best kept secrets in town, we always say, too, is the McNider Museum. And an opportunity for those people that just haven't been inside the doors in a while to just go.
Yeah. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. I know people say, oh, well, I don't know anybody, or I won't know anybody. And really, it's a very friendly group of people. I think always every time we have a large percentage of them that are new people that have never been to the museum and just want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, and just come on in and relax.
Yep.
Take it easy.
Yep. You don't have to buy a ticket. It's free. And you also don't have to register in advance. So just stop on by.
Now, as you develop these folks that come in, too, it's always great to have them, as we mentioned, just be friends of yours so that you can continue to see them come and enjoy what you do, but also support what you do.
Yeah. And a lot of them, once they start coming to the museum and they come, they're like, oh, I didn't realize you have a gift shop. You know what? Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun to learn about that. Oh, I didn't know you do a big fundraiser. I didn't know you had adult classes. So a lot of times people have never been there before. They don't realize, for example, right now we have an art exhibit that's sort of a compilation of other area artists. They didn't know that, you know, we had juried shows like that. So it's a good opportunity for people just to find out what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Are there other things that are coming up that people can get involved with?
Yeah. So we have some really wonderful classes for this year. We have adult classes. So wine glass painting, macrame, which is very popular right now. Canvas painting, jewelry art, where they take old jewelry and make them into photos. Lots of fun stuff like that for adults. And then we have a lot of really great kids classes as well. We start at age 2 for our art bugs. They come with a caregiver all the way up, you know, as we mentioned, to adult classes. So some of the kids' classes are things like there's a unicorn class. There's a squishy class where you squish. There's several different Halloween-themed ones, monster-themed ones, on into the Christmas season. So there's some that are like making Christmas crafts for your family members. Lots of fun stuff.
Well, that's always a fun thing, too, just to get those. Like, I noticed you said the 2-year-olds mm-hmm. accompanied by
a caregiver. So it could be a mom or dad, but it could be a grandparent. Sure. You know, I mean, you're close with your grandkids. They're a little older now, but when they were younger.
But I've got a little one, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So little kids all the way up to adults. And so sometimes we have aunts and uncles and yeah. all, you know, it really doesn't matter. It's just a caregiver. And part of that is because, well, they're two. So
and sometimes the two-year-olds have to watch the caregivers.
Yes, they're very busy.
Oh, my. Can they be busy? That's yep. for sure. Yep. So anything else you need to touch on today while we have you?
Coming up in the fall, I don't have the date in front of me, but we have our fall puppet show. We want to encourage the different mm-hmm. schools to come for that. That is in November. That's free, and we provide bus subsidies. If schools, you know, a teacher or your kid's class is looking for something to do, we do a lot of tours in the fall for different school groups and want people to think about that. So.
Do you get a lot of schools that come through?
Yeah, we do. Since COVID, we have not had it come back yeah. the same way. And it's not us. I think it's on a nationwide scale that they just haven't gotten back into doing field trips the same way as they had before. So we want to encourage parents to, you know, talk to their principals, things like that, and encourage them to bring their kids, especially since we do have these – you know, school bus subsidies.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Edie, again, give a plug to your deal this Friday.
Igniter Off the Clock. It's from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We have musical guest Abby Smith. And so we encourage everyone to come out and have a good time.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Edith.
Yeah, thanks.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for the McNider Museum.